Welcome back to the Jimmy's Army Podcast, a podcast by Energy fans for Energy fans. Daniel back here with you for this week's podcast with Tyler Williams.
Hello, hello.
And Eddie Martz.
What's happening?
Well, first off, just want to take a second to thank you guys for listening and for following us on Twitter, giving us awesome feedback. Thanks to Matt Crane, who's back at his house recording this for us. We can talk all the trash we want to right now because he turned his headset off, so he can't even hear what we're saying. So if you guys want to get anything in, go for it.
You're ugly.
If you want to get anything in that's original, go for it.
You're really ugly.
Very good.
He stole mine.
Well, we have a great show planned for you guys this week. It'll be a great show, even though some very sad things have been happening right now in Energy Land. We'll go over our past couple of games. We'll look forward to an important game against Louisville City FC. We'll talk a little bit about some developments around the OKC-Tulsa rivalry. And as always, we'll go around the league and talk about what's going on there. So, but before we get started, I decided we are going to go ahead and do this. So, because last week was so awful, I feel like we should take a moment of silence to mourn the end of our winning streak. Thank you, guys. So, as you do know, we had a couple of rough games this past week. We had a big-time showdown with FC Dallas on Tuesday. Not really much to say about it besides it was probably one of the worst games we've played since we've been a team.
It was a really sad drive home for a lot of the fans to be able to stay in Texas, but I imagine Tyler had a pretty rough drive.
Yeah, it really wasn't that easy. I drove back with Ryan and a couple others, and
well, just being with Ryan makes it not that easy.
Yeah,
it's that terrible. That alone was pretty sad until he fell asleep. Then, spirits definitely raised a little bit after that. But our first instinct was to find the nearest store and get as much 6-point beer as we could. Hopefully, we could just go home and forget about it. Well, I still have yet to forget. I'm sure you guys haven't either.
No,
we will never forget.
We won't forget. Being an FC Dallas fan, as far as MLS goes, I feel a lot worse than I thought I would. Because, it's kind of hard, both teams. One team you were, I was an FC Dallas fan before Energy were even a thought. But at the same time, Energy is our local team. So it was a tough week for me. I guess I was hoping for at least an even game. A game where both teams were pretty even, and regardless of what team lost, at least in that scenario, gave their best, and it was equal competition. But fortunately, that's not really what we saw.
I was hoping for a draw, and that we would still be in a penalty shootout.
Like as of right now?
As of right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it lasts for days because we're so evenly matched.
I would have skipped coming home for that. Go to my job and all that? Nah.
penalty kickoff right now. So I think at that point they would have been pulling people from the stands. I mean, Eddie, you have your ankle's all messed up, but you still probably would have had to take a PK by this point.
Yeah, I could have missed one just like you guys.
Yeah.
hey. Probably would have missed it, but I'd like to think or be ignorant and say I would have made it.
Tyler, didn't you miss your PK in Sunday League this season? Only one you took.
No, I made it. The goalie, the initial save, sort of, and it still trickled past him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, come on.
So barely.
Come on.
Okay.
Come on.
My bad.
Come on.
So, yes, OKC Energy go down 4-1. A silver lining is we did see Phoenix score
another
a goal.
One.
He's so hot right now.
So hot right now.
At least somebody is on the team.
Yeah, so do we want to do good, bad, and ugly for this game? We'll do it a bit, but I actually don't have a good, bad, and ugly. I wasn't able to go to the game, and as you guys heard last week, FC Dallas is Bush League and decided not to stream it. So I did catch a bit on Periscope and followed all the updates on Twitter, but it's tough for me to have something coming out of this game. So you guys want to go ahead and start with good, bad, and ugly?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Go ahead, Eddie.
Go.
My good for this game was the traveling energy fans. We probably had, I'm going to guess 50 to 70, somewhere in there, fans traveled down from OKC on a Tuesday night. It was just a really good showing. We took over, if it wasn't a quarter of the stadium, it was not much less than that. You know, there weren't a whole lot of, like, hardcore FC Dallas fans even there. I know they were playing their kind of second-tier team, or not second-tier team, but a lot of their backups were playing this game. They weren't taking it very seriously. It makes it a little bit worse that we lost 4-1 to a bunch of backups, but our guys traveling down, it was just a really good showing.
Well, I'm pretty sure they had some guys that are pretty
they did
well.
Have a, they did.
They had a couple
number
of guys
of
that were actually Castillo. Castillo started,
yeah,
like
he
the
actually,
whole game.
He didn't play the game before that because he had been coming back from injury,
also,
I believe.
He destroyed us, but you know, he was like the main, you know.
You can name players, and there are definitely players that play for their first team, but it seemed like we were going up against a number of just scrubs out there.
I don't know. I thought I was actually a bit surprised when I saw the team sheet because, you know, Barrios, you know, the one who torched us, he plays for FC. I mean,
that dude is so fast.
He's fast.
He was coming down the left line and he was just out ahead 30 yards and just going and getting it. I mean, he had our defense beaten by 6 steps. That dude is lightning.
Well, and the thing is, FC Dallas kind of had to play a bit of a strong lineup because they are absolutely killed on depth right now with players being gone on international duty. So, you know, they
also
did play
injuries. They got a lot of injuries.
They got injuries.
I mean, we kind of discussed that before, but yeah, I mean, that's still a factor for them.
Well, look at, you know, Walker Zimmerman, Lloyd, Hollingshead, Uloa. I mean, those guys all start for them regularly. Castillo does, Barrios does, so...
I get it. I was wrong. I get it.
No, I mean, they did. You know, they did. But Becker usually comes off the bench, and they had a couple other players that came in who hadn't played this season. So, I mean, it's not like that was their they have to win a game lineup, but it certainly wasn't their worst, I guess we could say.
I'm changing my good from the fans to the fact that we only lost 4-1 to a bunch of starters in the MLS.
Hey, Eddie, do you want to take back what you said earlier? Are you saying you're wrong?
No, I never say that.
Oh.
I just changed my good.
Oh, no, that's me saying you're wrong. Yeah.
Hey, we never said we were perfect on this podcast, okay? Only I am.
I'm pretty perfect.
I don't know. Have you seen Eddie? Aside from the broken leg, he's, you know,
pretty perfect.
He's pretty perfect.
Yeah.
But anyways, so back to the game, the actual thing that matters here, besides my silly opinion.
What was your good?
My good would... I guess aside from the traveling fans, there really wasn't much that I could take from it. I was I guess, out of sorts in a way when they just started drawing us and taking it to us that I didn't even know how to chant. I didn't even know how to like, bring up our boys, like, try to get them, you know, make them feel like we have their back. And I think even the fans that were there, they didn't do that well in that either. Like, we just all did not, we didn't work as one very well as a group.
That actually kind of flows into my ugly a little bit. I felt like, you know, even though we had a bunch of people there, I know I'm skipping bad, but it just kind of worked. So we had a bunch of people there, and we kind of gave up on the game a little bit once we were down 2-0 and 3-0. I mean, 1-0 wasn't that bad. We were still singing. We were still yelling. We could still get in the game. But, you know, we go down 3-0, and it seems like we kind of gave up on the team, which kind of made it seem like our guys kind of gave up on the game a little bit. kind of understandably so. I mean, they're getting killed. They're on the road. You know, the fans aren't behind them. I mean, it just seemed like everybody just quit.
I don't know. We really weren't in sync. Was I think one of the biggest issues as a group, and I think you could see it with the team too, because usually the team, they have a little bit more energy, a little bit more pep when I think they feel we have their back.
Yeah.
Like at least I don't know. I don't. We maybe that's me getting a big head about how important we are as fans, but I think there was something different, and that's the only thing that I could see being kind of a correlation, like kind of a connection there.
I'm gonna go ahead and tell the boys just to shake off that loss because it was my fault.
Yeah, it was definitely Eddie's fault. Well, he'll take the brunt for that. But
I'll take it. Get your mind right.
I mean, I think, you know, when you have a team that had played so well up until that point, and a team that hasn't lost at that level as well to anybody this season, and then you match up against a team who hasn't been playing very well at all and lose that bad, you know, I mean, to get beat that bad, you know, when you got 3-0, I mean, it's like, it's almost like quicksand, like everything you try and do, like the worse it becomes, you know, instead of the better. And I think that's really what happened, just one after another, so.
Actually, that was kind of going to go into my ugly right there that I mentioned earlier. I mean, it's practically the same thing. My ugly was we were on top of the world, and we got beat by a team that their fans aren't even happy with their franchise. I mean,
hashtag sad FCD fan.
Yeah, I mean, if they're throwing those hashtags out there for that, and here we're saying we're hashtag blessed. You know, obviously
hashtag no longer blessed.
Hashtag blessed. I'm convinced ruined our win streak last week, Tyler.
It did.
So we want to thank you for
that. I'll take the blame for that. I'll bite that bullet.
I'm glad y'all are taking the blame for this because I'm not taking the blame for anything.
No, you're going to take a little blame because you weren't even there.
You weren't even there. So you weren't even there.
I'm going to say that our blame combined should be the blame that you take.
No, I'm going to say that.
I'm agree with Eddie.
Because if I was there, we probably would have lost like 21-0. So it was worse because it was better because I wasn't there.
I just remember, like, one of the main things I remember about that game is me and Eddie would just every once in a while have a look at each other like, gosh, what in the world? I can't believe this. And then I remember texting you.
No. My look wasn't I can't believe this. It was that I wanted you to go get me another hot dog.
Yeah, that too. He kept begging me for a hot dog. Tyler, go get me another hot dog. And I was like, no, go get your... And then, what was that, your friend was there? And he was like...
I couldn't walk up the stairs. I have a broken leg.
Oh, yeah, because that stopped you before. Gosh. That stopped
if it was
before.
A beer, he would just jump up the steps.
You would have hobbled broken leg and all. You would have stepped on your broken leg, bro.
I had all the beer I needed. I needed a hot dog.
Well, yeah, and your friend got mad at me, and he was like, oh, don't be rude. Well, he said another choice word, but he was like, don't be rude. And I was like... He's the one, like, when you ripped your little mustard pack and threw it in my face, and I started making fun of you, and I was like, oh, so you go get this guy to get you a hot dog, and he's like, don't be rude, and I was like, I'm the one being rude when he just threw, like, mustard trash in my face.
That was very rude of you.
Listen, Tyler, he's not the only person you got into it with in that match, so I need you to cool your jets.
Hey,
cool nobody your jets. Likes, I'm gonna, nobody I'm gonna likes losing.
No. Shout out to Dave. Dave. I know we had a conflict. We talked about it. We're good. We already settled that. We settled our beef. Okay?
We're good. That's why I felt like I could joke about it. If it was like still serious, I wouldn't have joked about it.
No, I texted him texted him the next day, and he was like, look, we were all out of sorts because we're not used to that. And he's right. I mean, we're not used to losing, which come easy for us at this point yet. Like last season, I thought it came a little easier because we didn't do as well.
We're new. Yeah. You know what this game reminded me of? I don't know if you guys remember, but it was towards the third quarter of last season when we were still kind of close to the playoffs and we played Richmond, the Kickers, and they scored like 21 seconds into the game. Like I think we were literally still walking into the game from Speakeasy, and you know we had to stop like halfway because they did the national anthem. And then as we're, like, walking to our seats to get there, they score score a goal like right in front of us, and it was like, this is going to be one of those games. And they ended up winning like 4-0 or something.
I do
like
remember that.
That
game, and I actually was, I mean, I might have walked into the stadium like a minute into the game even, because I walked in, I was like, surely they just haven't reset the scoreboard from something. Like, we're already right. down one. We're already yeah. down by one, so.
It was yeah. literally like 20 seconds into the game. We had no idea what was going on.
Yeah. You know, another reason this might have felt the same was because we played at some small, tiny baby venue at TCU.
yeah.
Gosh, I mean, there was only one side to the stands.
It felt like we were back at a high school.
If, right. Like he said, we had about 50 to 70 somewhere in between their people, and we took almost a fourth of the stands. You got to think of how big the stands were.
Right.
Only a couple hundred people were there.
Well, shout out to first shout out, boys. I did it on purpose to Huckabee for periscoping that. Totally jumped in and watched some of the game. I feel like, honestly, Huckabee, I know you listen. I feel like you did a better job than they would have done with those cameras anyways with your periscope. So that was all cool.
I would like to de-shout out or un-shout out Huckabee because of all the trash that he was talking before the game. And he periscoped me in the bar while they were talking trash, like, oh, you're live on the internet. So
he, one of
Huckabee
his, one
was
of his,
talking so much trash.
One of his buddies there
choice
said something
words.
pretty like, I don't know, like, I had never met the guy, and he just threw some kind of offense to me, and I was like, I don't even know you. Do you,
yeah.
Who are you?
I
he figured,
admit,
he figured
I was
since you were
pissed.
Standing next to me, it would be okay.
Well, yeah,
I was
mean,
kind
I
of pissed.
Offended, but
I was
like,
kind of pissed after that game because I know I if,
like, dude,
if we
really?
Had done that, we would not have said all the shit that did. So
yeah, I wouldn't have said a word to any of them. And, you know, I only know a few of them, but I would have never thrown anything out there. And you know, it's fine. They're happy. They finally won a game because they're getting killed in the MLS. They've got to go down to the USL and beat some teams.
I would have talked trash to every single
one. Oh, I know
of them.
You would have.
And smiled the whole
well,
time.
That's Huckabee knows I love him, so I have to say this, but he's like, well, this, if you want a rivalry, this is how you get it. I was like, I don't want a rivalry. Like, we already have a rivalry, the team.
I think it's going pretty well thus far.
Yeah, you can't have a rivalry with it. You may play every 5 or 6 years. Like, it's not.
We can grow a rivalry when we're in the MLS.
Yes, yeah, exactly. And so, anyways, I didn't say that because I was pissed, and I was pissed more than I thought I would be, so I guess it just shows how much I love the energy, but it's a tough time to be an energy fan right now.
Yeah, I just want to re-shout out Huckabee because I love him.
Unshunned.
Unshunned.
I'm going to re-shout out that D-shout out.
So, Tyler, do you have a bad for the game? I mean, we skipped to right to our ugly,
did,
so...
Yeah.
I don't know, I guess maybe the bad is my stupidity in thinking that they put us on a good field, because we went straight towards like the football stadium, and they're like, they're not going to put this at the football stadium. And I was like, yeah, you're 100% correct. They are not going to put us on the football stadium. And obviously they didn't, and they put us on that little tiny baby.
That's where the women's play.
Well, I feel bad for the women because
yeah.
there was, like, no stands.
No, I didn't mean any joke by it. Like, that's just where the women play the soccer games, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't go to a D1 school, and the stands for our soccer game
yeah.
are bigger than
well,
that.
Well, Big 12 doesn't have men's soccer either, so that's probably why.
Title IX.
Yeah. Well, let's go ahead and move on. We could probably talk about the game forever.
I want to touch on my bad real quick.
Oh yeah, sorry, Eddie. Go ahead.
Yeah, no. So rude. my bad for yeah. Come on, my bad for this. And now that I'm thinking about it, it might be kind of a blessing in disguise. So my bad was being out of the U.S. Open Cup. As much as it sucks, fight and out of the cup. At the same time, you know, our boys don't have to worry about going and playing these games on the road. You know, we have more rest in between games. Tyler and I were kind of talking about it before we started tonight, and it is kind of a blessing in disguise, but it still hurts, you know, to be out of it.
It kind of sucks because it's one of those things where it's like, you know, well, yeah, now of course you would say that since you lost, but it is true, you know, it'll ease up on the fixture list, and, you know, we haven't here, but... We haven't made the playoffs, so that's our main goal.
You also got to look into the fact that we've been working the guys really hard.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah.
So when he says blessing in disguise, I mean, truly, I thought it would be in disguise at first, but the more and more I think about it, and maybe it is because we lost, but the more and more I think about it is, think about down the line, if we would have kept working these guys as hard as we have been, day in and day out, two games a week, times three, think about the toll it would have taken. I mean, some of our guys have been injured, and they're just coming back from it. Some of them are still injured, that sort of.
I'm gonna look at it from a different perspective. Being in a tournament situation, not necessarily for me was not in soccer, but if you're in a tournament situation, you almost learn more from your losses than you do from winning. I mean, you figure out what you did wrong, you figure out where you need to improve when you're playing people that are much better than you.
And I can guarantee you, I watch FC Dallas every game. You guys know we've been down to games together for FC Dallas.
Right. Also, we go down a lot. Watch some with you.
Yes.
And then you got upset when they got bent over.
Oh yeah, I remember that game. Colorado.
That Friday night, and it was so sad because it was Colorado.
I was so mad.
It was Colorado.
Go ahead. But I watch these games all the time, and I tell you, I guarantee you that. Thomas, who I thought from what I saw on Periscope played okay, and our left back, just our back line as a whole, have never seen the speed that Castillo and Barrios bring to the game, and they're not going to the rest of the season. Doesn't matter who they play in USL, they're never going to see that type of skill and speed.
I know I said it early on, but it was unbelievable how fast Michael Barrios was. I mean, I probably commented no less than...
He was easily the fastest guy on the field.
I commented no less than, times or 10 times during that game about how he could put the ball anywhere he wanted inside of our back line and beat every single one of them to it. I mean...
He could be 10 feet in front of them, put it over their head, and still beat it to
them. Yeah, no, they're fast, and they're skilled, and...
He's beating them by yards, too, not just a little bit. I mean, he's...
Right. Oh, they're good. I watch them, and they're good. And, again, like you said, just to sum it all up, we did lose. There are some silver linings to it. Koenig can score with the best of them. As he did, he scored another goal. The team had chances. Yeah, it's not like they didn't have chances.
Oh, my gosh. We had multiple. We had plenty of chances. I mean, to be honest, I know we've complained about this a lot. Those 2-0 wins were like, it should have been 4-0. Well, this... should have been I do think we deserve to lose. Don't get me wrong there.
You did call it last week on the podcast.
I think it should have been closer to my call of a 4-3 energy, but if you flip-flop that around, 4-3 Dallas, that should have been closer to it because we had enough chances to where we should have scored at least.
Technically, you said 4-3, which means we lose. Or 3-4. You said 3-4.
You did say 3-4, yeah.
You called the loss.
Technicality, so.
Well, whatever.
Anyways, so it was a tough game. And now we get to move on to another game, which was also tough because it was another game where we had loads of chances. And
back to the league.
Yes, back to the league. Tough game to rebound off of a loss like that. Going to Sacramento, this place to play in the league because they have 11,000-12,000 fans per game, which is obviously the biggest in USL. In fact,
they're a very schemed too. I mean,
they're good.
They gave San Jose a run for their money in the Open Cup.
They did.
So, I mean, it's a very skilled team, and they're playing at home, so it's got to be a tough place to win. No doubt about it, but I still, in my opinion, I think we should have won. I think we messed up.
That Open Cup game, I mean, it was almost kind of an upset.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, pretty much. No, it wasn't. But,
no, I think it was.
This game was...
San Jose is pretty bad.
This game was very interesting game. It was almost a game devoid of midfield because there were so many offensive chances for both teams. And, it was, your energy lost 2-1. One of those goals, even despite all those chances, one of those goals was an own goal on Cody Andrews, which was a ridiculous own goal. If you think about it, it was actually a great finish on the wrong goal, you know, but it was a great finish.
Technically, we scored more than Sacramento.
Yes, yes. Well, the same, the same.
Also, he looked like a fish out of water on that. Like, you pulled it right back in the boat, and it's flopping around. That's exactly what he looked like when he did that. I watched the replay so many times, and I was going at work. I was just freaking out, going, what in the world?
He got a little unlucky on it, too, because it went off his back leg. Like, he tried to clear it. He tried to clear it and basically missed it. Yeah, and it just ricocheted off his back leg.
Yeah, he kind of mishit it is what it was,
yeah,
if I remember correctly. But it was a tough own goal, especially in a game where there were so many off of, and we didn't get those types of bounces that they got on that goal. And it's just going back to a lot of what happened last season is, like, we just don't seem to get those lucky bounces or lucky deflections sometimes, and we have been getting them this season, and now we didn't get them in that game, that's for dang sure.
Yeah, that's for sure. And, you know, to go into a top three or top four team on the road, I mean, you don't want to say that you'd be happy with a draw, but you'd be happy with a draw.
We would have been happy with the draw there.
When they had it all the way up to what you said, the 80-something, 86 minute or something like that, I was going, okay, I'll be fine with the draw. I'm okay with that. We get a point at least.
Yeah, I mean, I think we were
tough place to play. It's away.
Once the 80th, you know, once the 80th minute came around, we were all going, okay, we're going to take a point out of here. We still have a couple games in hand on them. No big deal. And then they score, and, you know, it only puts them up 1 point. But we're still two games back on them, so it's not like they're...
It's not insurmountable at all.
No, yeah, but obviously the whole world of checks and balances didn't really agree with us this time because they've already given us so many. I mean, they have given us quite a few this year. I mean, we can't deny that. And I'm thankful for them, but just it's kind of disappointing when it goes against you, obviously.
Yeah. So looking a little bit at the stats, first goal of the game, the 18th minute by Danny Koenig. Again, he's so hot right now. And that, you know, that really put us up. We were really kind of pushing the game. It didn't really seem like it because Sacramento Republic had 11 shots in the first half, which is crazy. And our boy, Evan Newton, was huge in this game, the own goal. Besides that, he was absolutely huge in this game.
Also, he's no cookie.
He's a Newton.
One thing that I did like about the feed from Sacramento, have cameras in the goal net.
Yeah.
And they show the angle.
They also do replays.
Yeah, they do replays. They do it right. So, Energy, if you're listening, like, once you get that thing going, step your game up, whatever. But anyways, so as I was saying, though.
Good analysis.
Yeah, great analysis. As I was saying, you could see the tough angle from that own goal. Like, it just completely threw Newton off.
Like I said, it was a ridiculous finish by Cody Andrews. I mean, you can't hit a ball any better than that, unfortunately.
It could have just as easily missed.
It's a world-class finish.
It could have just as easily went outside the post as it did go inside.
Right.
I mean,
he just got super unlucky.
Yeah, so, you know, looking at this game statistically, 11 shots in the first half to Sacramento to just two for the Energy, which the first half didn't really go like that. You don't want to go just on shots alone, but, you know, they were the better team in the first half. We still were able to take that goal away or give ourselves a goal and then kind of took it away by scoring an own goal. But the second half was a lot of fun to watch because it was really back and forth action. We had just as many chances as they did, probably more in the second half. So... good, bad, and ugly for this game, guys. My good, obviously, got to be Koenig. He's scoring goals again. He's scoring a lot of them. Dallas, he scored against Sacramento. Also, on that play, Michael Thomas's ball. Sorry, Eddie. I know he's so pissed because I just took that from him. But Michael Thomas's ball, it was off a free kick. His ball to the back bar. It kind of was bounced around a little bit, and then Koenig had a nice little finish. But that was a great play, too.
No, Michael Thomas, it was sent into Michael Thomas, who put it off his head in the middle of the box.
Off his head, and then it kind of went up and,
He almost sent it. That was my good, actually, was Michael Thomas's kind of, I don't want to say flick, but, you know, he was in the middle of the box. It was crossed to him.
That was a set play. Like, you could tell that was something that was a bit designed because the ball went straight there and he was the only player there. Like, he broke away from the group and was there. So.
And he laid it off perfectly to the back post. I mean, you really couldn't have had a better touch with your head to Koenig on the far post, who then finished, you know, near post. But it was just such a beautiful header in traffic. Like, he wasn't wide open. He had guys all around him, and he still was able to get the touch off.
Right. So, would you have a good, Tyler?
Yeah, my good would have to be our good old Evan Fig Newton. He
not a cookie.
He's a Newton. I thought it was Evan. I like his thing, Newton.
Well, you know, he could have multiple after the way he's been playing, you know, lately. Aside from that whole Dallas ordeal, I don't completely blame him. That was just a team effort. Yeah, that was a team effort and a team loss, and everyone took it. But other than that, his play has been outstanding. His play this last game showed just as much that we should be happy with what he's doing and how he's doing it right now.
To have a crazy amount like, excuse me, to have a crazy amount like 11 shots on goal in the first half, I mean, to defend that is unbelievable.
Well, you know the worst thing about it, guys, is that he had somewhere close to 400 minutes in league play where he hadn't been scored on, and the first goal that he got scored on was an own goal. So that really sucks if you have a streak like that.
Only we can score on Evan Newton.
That's right.
We were making jokes about that, me and Ryan, at work while we were watching it. And we were saying, well,
you're supposed to be working at work.
Well, sort of.
Debatable.
Yeah, very debatable. But we were making jokes basically saying, can we still say that he hasn't been scored on? Like, is his streak still going in league play? Because that's an own goal. That's not him.
Yeah, your question was answered a little bit later in about the 79th minute Gabe Gise, I think it's Gise. Trying to remember what he said. Some guy
scored. That we don't like right now.
Gabe. And, he scored a goal in the 79th minute. And
darn it, Gabe.
It was really from then on, we really had kind of destroyed. Not destroyed, but we have played really well against Sacramento. We had so many chances at the end of this game, even up until the final seconds of the game. We were right there. I think Koenig was kind of in on his own right towards the end of the game where you just kind of skied one. And, you know, we had plenty of chances. Guys, Michael Thomas played really, really good in this game.
Really well.
He had a couple of really key stops defensively.
He's our captain, and he's very fashionable with that little headband he wears.
Yeah.
He tries to be like Tyler, if you ask him.
No,
he's
like Daniel.
Yeah, because Daniel was wearing a black bandana that game.
Which game?
The game we interviewed him, and he said he's trying to be like you.
To be like you. You were wearing a black bandana.
In my blackout, my black. Oh, wait. Yeah, I'm not supposed to talk about that. Sorry.
Talk about what?
Michael Thomas, if you're listening to this, just keep wearing it, man. I think it looks cool. I'm sorry for what I said earlier. No big deal.
Obviously, you're doing well with it, so, you know, why change?
If it works. You should have a drink of Red Bull with Coach Richie before the game because it's working for him.
Yeah.
Until this week.
I bet they didn't. We need to ask Coach.
Maybe they didn't have the Red Bull.
We need to ask Coach if he had one because I'm going to guess they didn't, and that's why we lost.
Or, like, he didn't quite finish it.
I hope he at least lies to us.
He'll
lie to us to make us feel better.
He probably will. We need to get him back on again.
We do, yeah. That was a fun night. Do you know about that night, Tyler?
It was a fun night. Hey, Eddie, once you get our podcasting room done at your house, then we'll definitely have him on.
All right, I'll work on it this week.
We talked about it already, all right, Daniel? That's something outside the pod. Let's stick it to strictly business here.
Yeah, back to business. Did you have a bad for this game?
I mean, from a statistical standpoint, I didn't like the fact that we gave up 11 shots in the first half.
But I like that Newton saved them.
Yeah, we had 6 saves in one half. That's pretty insane. you know, we escaped by the skin of our teeth, really, because we didn't get scored on in the first half outside of scoring on ourselves. But you don't want to give up 11 shots in the first half often, and you don't want to make a habit of it. So that was my bad. It was a tough loss, but I didn't feel like we played bad. So what do you guys have?
Okay, so my bad for this game was it was really good defending by Van Kamp. He stepped to the ball really nicely. But to get nutmegged for the final goal of the game to lose.
Yeah.
It's a little easy. I know you listen, so it's a little embarrassing. But
well, he doesn't, but that's fine.
Hey. I just, you know, my bad is to get nutmegged to lose the game.
Honestly, I thought it was kind of comedic. Like I kind of laughed a little bit, like just out of sheer.
You laughed because I cried. It was our second loss in a row.
It was like laughter out of, like, I really want to cry right now, but I'm just going to laugh it off.
Nah, it put an end to our 5-game league win streak. Yeah. And nice. I cried.
Better way to do it, though?
I'm going to set the scene for you guys. I was laying on my couch at home. It was about midnight or so.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
It was dark. I had my phone, and that's what I was watching it on.
Oh.
And I wept like a small child.
Were there tissues around?
I'm not going to answer that question.
If there were no tissues, this sounds like a horror story. Oh, my gosh, you poor thing. Yeah. Beautiful home.
Beautiful couch.
Yeah.
Be quiet.
Looking at your view of the lake, it was probably terrible. Must have
been I wept. I wept.
What are you, Jesus now?
Gosh. Easy, John Lennon. Only smart people will get that joke. So,
anyway, so let's move on.
Tyler, moving along.
Don't bring Jesus into this. Like he didn't have no beef with us. Okay.
Tyler didn't get the joke. So
yeah. Oh, he didn't get it.
No. Go ahead. What's your bad, Tyler?
I actually forgot what I was gonna say.
He's still thinking about how he didn't get the Jesus.
Hold my
joke.
Notes. No, I already know that Jesus. Shut up. Beatles are bigger than Jesus.
Ah, he does get it. Okay.
Okay. I need one of those.
Listen, everybody, I'm not as stupid as you think. I'm just a little stupid.
Well, can you tell us what our bad was? Because
our bad was the fact that our streak is over and Newton got a legitimate goal scored on him. Like a legitimate, not an own goal.
We're spoiled, and we're just going to have to deal with it. I mean, we're going to lose games. It's going to happen. It's been a while for us, so.
Once again, I'm going to take this loss on my shoulders.
I'm going to go ahead and take this one because.
I'm going to have a moment of silence by myself.
Because for the last probably 3 weeks, I've been saying, you know, we need some more drama. We need a couple goals scored on us.
You did, and look what you did to us.
And then. We got a couple goals scored on us, and we lose a game. We lose our streak. So
you know, Eddie, that weight must be getting really heavy on your shoulders because you're taking it all.
We've given up 7 goals in the last games. So are you happy enough? Have you had enough excitement? Can we go back to winning, please?
7 goals in what?
I'm sorry, 6 in the last 2 games. Right. Sorry.
Math.
I was one off. Are you okay? Are you going to be okay? Okay, good. So.
I might cry myself to sleep if that's okay.
Again, a couple of tough games, but we do get to start a new winning streak this Saturday, the 27th, against Louisville City FC, a team who is predominantly good at home but did lose to New York Red Bulls this week.
You're saying it wrong.
Sorry, Louisville.
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 They will correct you. I promise you.
Correct me, Louisville City FC.
They will correct you, and they will hate.
Correct us, Louisville City FC.
They play. Ooh, they play sassy. In Louisville Slugger Park.
Louisville,
come at me, bros.
I like isn't their city though. Their city's a lot of fun.
Isn't that a baseball
good
brand?
Time.
Louisville Slugger.
Yeah, so definitely. They play on a baseball field.
So between Louisville and Tulsa, they both play on baseball fields. Seems like they should, since we're playing soccer.
coincidence, I think.
So what you're telling me is they're no better than Tulsa. Got it.
Right. Do you know what Louisville is backwards?
No, I don't.
I'm not even worried about it.
Let's not try that. Okay, so, so we do have Louisville City FC again this
actually,
Saturday.
Elivzois?
No, it's not.
No, Elivzois? Not close. Not close.
Something like that. You know, I'm just trying to be fancy in French.
It's like whenever he was trying to name all the Dutch teams.
Yeah. You mean the Danish ones? Yeah.
Danish.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Danish same names thing. And teams. Yeah, they're all so confusing.
We will have a watch party at 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time at Skinny Slim's.
Tyler, what's the address to Skinny Slim's?
Somewhere on Main.
Oh, he still doesn't know.
201 East Main Street. Okay, Bricktown, Oklahoma City. We'll have them on the TVs. We'll have sound. We'll also have it on the patio TV. So if you guys want to
doing me like that,
if you guys want to enjoy a very nice summer evening on the patio, we will have the game on out there. It'll be a great time. Wear your energy gear. Come say hi to us. Tyler will buy you a beer, and we'd be
you
happy
the
to.
The poorest guy on up to buy a beer.
I know. That's I did that on purpose.
You guys should also follow them on Facebook and Twitter at Skinny Slim's OKC.
Yeah, yeah. Follow
it's
them.
It's actually at Skinny Slim's downtown, but.
Well, that's one of them. It's at it's one of those. Just look up Skinny Slim's. Okay, see, you'll find it.
There's multiple. You should follow them all, actually. They're very good people. So, I mean, there was one in Edmond, one in downtown, and one in we know people involved with all of them, and they're all great people.
Yeah, hey, shout out to Lou. We're happy
Big Lou.
We're happy Lou. That Louis is back in Oklahoma City. He does know about this podcast. I told him last night. So hopefully he listens. Louis, we love you. We're glad to have you back.
First of all, Sweet Lou better know about this because we talked about me and him talked about getting the podcast actually on site his bar.
Yeah, if, but just
if
like,
you think if you think people listen to anything you say yeah, also, at a bar.
Yeah, he didn't think mistaken. That we were gonna follow through. So anyways, I told him about it and we'll get him up to speed, but and I know he'll listen to this, so again we love you. We're glad that you're here and your family's here. But he does run the downtown branch, if you want to call it a branch, and they do show all the OKC Energy games. We'll stream all the games, so come on out, have a good time.
He actually just moved here from Springfield officially.
Yeah.
So that's what's good. Like, he's been here for a while, but he moved here officially from Springfield, which is nice. He worked there and was there.
We met his beautiful wife last night, so we're glad that she's here as well.
Yes. And so good to have you guys. They're good people. Skinny's is run by good people. The bartenders are good people. You have a good time. Come on out. Watch the Energy FC game. We'll have a good time. So
also, don't we have a USA game the Friday as well? They're going to be showing it there.
The next game is on Friday night against China. We'll be showing it inside as well as on the patio. We played Colombia on Tuesday, and we had a really good showing. On Monday night we had a really good showing of fans. I'm gonna guess there were every bit of 70 to 100 people there.
Yeah. So if you guys don't get out to these games, they're really a good time. And the patio's packed, lots of people. Everybody's having a good time. It'll be the same for the energy games. Come on out.
Some people are really nice. Some good. People are really rude. Like,
nobody there is rude.
Eddie's rude.
That's funny. I don't remember you being there Monday.
Yeah, I don't remember you there either.
Stop.
It seems like we had a really good time. Yeah, there were nothing but nice people there, right, Daniel?
We did.
I'm getting a day job, so I can not.
Okay. Excuses, but anyways, so there is a new subject that has just come up that I wanted to talk about a little bit, guys. It's in case you guys didn't know, some of our delegates, sound like this is like official, like lawmaking business, but some of that we sent delegates from the grid.
We sent
representatives.
I didn't vote on any delegates. I didn't vote. Was there a vote?
No.
No vote.
Bless you, wife.
Bless you, Caitlin.
God bless you.
And Caitlin makes her first appearance on the podcast.
Shout out to Caitlin. We will have her on as a guest soon.
We will. She'll come on. So we have.
She'll be better than all of us.
Probably, yes. Just better than you. Definitely better than you.
Wow. Wow, way to compare your wife to the lowest common denominator.
Can I? Well, I said she was definitely gonna be better than you for sure. Well, can I? Can know, I continue my story?
Compare
now?
To anyone
you,
else?
Anything else you want to say, Tyler?
No.
Or yours?
She's marginally better than Ryan.
No, don't you dare! Don't you dare.
Go ahead, Daniel. So,
Danielle.
Long story short, it was decided between the supporters group of the Energy and the supporters group of the Tulsa Roustabout that there would be a derby. And so for those of you guys who don't know what a derby is, it's basically a rivalry match in soccer. And we made a fancy name for it, or they created a fancy name for it, and they went with the Black Gold Derby. You guys hear what the trophy's going to be?
Yeah, it's a wrench.
Pipe wrench?
Yeah.
Pipe wrench.
Pipe wrench.
Pipe wrench.
I just want to... I don't even know how to express how I feel about this. I don't know if it's good or bad.
It just seems so plain.
I don't dislike the name, but I don't necessarily care for the name either. You know, they're trying to do this, but oil... is not really the energy route. It's
no, the crude oil industry died in Oklahoma City in like the late 80s.
Isn't that when the original Tulsa team died also?
Yes. Okay, all right. So
zing.
I just don't, I mean, I get the idea, but I just can't, I haven't decided if I'm going to like it yet or not.
And so here's the deal. First off, I fully acknowledge, and I told this to Dave when I talked to him about it, but fully acknowledge we didn't have anything to do with this, but we also didn't take the time and the effort to do anything about it, so we fully acknowledge that, okay? We weren't the ones who made time to go do this, so we're just talking. We're just spitballing
sure,
about
sure.
it.
Sure.
I will say that they brought it up on our fan page, the Grids fan page, and a lot of people had their input. And I don't know that I read all the posts, okay, but I kept up with it for a couple days, and I don't know that I ever heard the Black Gold Derby. I mean, it seemed like it went from a conversation between all the fans to just whatever they came up with in Tulsa. And again, you know, I appreciate they're trying to come up with this. We need the derby between us and Tulsa because it's clearly a rivalry. But it just seemed like it went from nothing to set in stone in a day, and not a lot of input from everyone else was taken. But again, I don't want them to think that we're just bashing them.
No, that's not the case. That's not the case.
Right.
No, I mean, to be honest, the only thing that I feel that was really taken into consideration regarding the fans' input was how the actual trophy is awarded, which is very simple. It's the way it mostly is with most teams.
I don't know. Yeah, exactly. I don't think we had a lot of input on that because I feel like it's the same as every other derby, but it's basically the same concept as every other derby.
So it's like they already had the rules in place. They just had to come up with the name and the trophy. And it just seemed quick. I mean, it could have been more than one meeting. And
yeah. Well, also at the same time, like, just because it was mentioned on Facebook, not everyone gets on the Facebook page and can get out there and talk about it and voice their opinion. It's just something that, you know, I think it was done very hastily.
Yeah, I think the decision was made way too quickly.
What I would have liked to have seen would have been like hey, we talked about it. Here's a couple of different options of what we came up with. What do you guys think? And again,
entire club decision, right?
Yeah, we're not trying to bash the decision. I just don't get it because the Energy was formed in 2013. Crude oil has not been a large industry here in Oklahoma City for about 20 years.
It should be the natural gas RB.
And
yeah,
the Roustabouts,
yes.
Roustabouts as of today were what, 2014?
Yeah.
Like that's when they came about. I know they had one back in the 80s, but it's not the same club, not the same ownership. It's not even the same franchise. So
it just seems like the representatives come back with a list of ideas that both teams came up with, and we could have voted on them. And chances are our vote would have matched what the Roustabout's vote was whenever they put it in front of their supporters group. Yeah, I mean, it just went, like I said a second ago, it went from nothing to set in stone.
Right, and that's okay. You know, we'll learn to love it because we're going to be winning it pretty much every time.
What it is, what it is.
It is, and, you know, again, we appreciate the work of those who are able to and willing to take time off to go and talk to those jerks. That's the nicest word I can think of.
Once again, you know, we shouted out John Bratt a while back about doing the TIFO, and he's the one that put the work in to do this, so we appreciate the work that you do.
Yeah, we ain't trying to hate, just discussion, that's it.
Yeah, no, right. If you don't mind, I'd like to kind of go over, like, how all of it works, in a way.
Please
basically,
do.
What we have here is the winner of the Black Gold Derby shall be the team that accumulates the most points. 3 points for a win, obviously, 1 point for a draw, 0 for a loss. In a season that shall include competitive regular season USL games, which usually we play each other, what, 2 at home, 2 away, so 4 times. And then any U.S. Open Cup matches that should occur. So if the standings happen to be tied, the first tiebreaker would be the aggregate of goal difference between each other. So between head-to-head matches, that's, you know, the first tiebreaker. If tied again, the next would be away goals scored. And if tied again, the final would be USL regular season standings.
I think that was pretty good. Only thing I liked would have liked to have seen there, and this is just me. No, I'm nitpicking a bit. I would have liked to have seen USL standings before away goals. It takes in more of the body of work of the team than away goals does. You know, so I'm just nitpicking, but I think that's a good setup.
I completely understand what you're saying there.
I think that's a good setup.
Yeah, that and we'll always be ahead in league standings.
Well, not only, like, the main point of that is, if you think about it in these terms, let's say Tulsa is the bottom of the pack, and we're like, okay, we're going to play our bench warmers this game because we have Sacramento the next game, who's top of the West. There's a less likely chance that we're going to win that game and have a huge goal differential. You know, so it's kind of one of those things where it evens itself out, and the trophy doesn't become about how good the actual team is or which team is actually better. It's more about, hey, what kind of position are you in to play your best players game? Because obviously in that position, Tulsa would play their best players.
And that's fair. That's very true. I don't really have a problem with that because think about it. It's going to even out, like you just said, as far as like a season goes and how the scheduling goes, and
yeah,
sometimes it's going to be in our favor.
That's where the USL standings.
We will always have
above.
Right, right.
What you were saying.
That, and we'll always have a dominant goal differential on them every season. So I'm not even worried about the last game sitting the good players to play LA the next week.
Yeah, I'm worried about them beating us 10-0 because we'll have a 9 goal differential over them.
They couldn't beat the grid 10-0.
Hey, made all the pies. Ochoa probably could not score on us. I'm just gonna say,
it was his fat fault that they even got the penalty in their game against Austin.
Probably dove, saw a cheeseburger on the pitch or something.
So I'm gonna go ahead and describe
one French fry.
In a way, I'm gonna go ahead and kind of describe the trophy as well, if you guys don't mind. I know we kind of did it before, but. This description is something that I don't completely agree with, but it is what it is. We didn't really do much about it to stop it or to help towards it. So the Black Gold Trophy, the name is to be determined on this. It'll be a 4-inch pipe wrench.
No, that can't be right. 4-inch? That is a small trophy.
Yeah, that's it.
There's no way that's right.
Wow. Okay.
Okay, so a 4-inch pipe wrench with a side painted green and the opposite side painted some disgusting shade of orange.
Okay, hang on, because I heard a different one, that it was a bigger pipe wrench with the top half painted green and the bottom half painted orange with a blue stripe that goes around it. So I think we need to clarify the trophy before we go describe.
I think it might need to be clarified by those who were at there then, because
either way, I think I don't like the pipe wrench.
I mean, okay, here's what I would like better, and I'm just trying to throw this out there, not trying to throw some shade.
With Tulsa at the top.
Maybe two pipe wrenches crossing each other, one painted green and one painted orange. If we're gonna throw pipe wrenches in there,
here's a
better
idea. Here's a better idea.
Obviously, throw the pipe wrenches out. I understand.
An actual trophy.
I think the trophy should be the base of a trophy with nothing above it because it's natural gas and you can't see it. It's just you could put the
science.
You could put the smell of natural gas on the base. Somehow, and then
you'll have to coat it with that every so often so that you can get that pungent smell.
It'll just be the smell of victory.
Anyways, so lots of stuff going on. We do actually have Tulsa, so maybe we'll have a trophy by then that we can win, or they can just give it to us for the rest of existence because they're not going to get it. So
the game is the 17th?
The 18th.
18th?
Well, yes.
Okay. Here's the funny thing. If they don't win this game and the next, we've won the trophy. Even if we tie the next game, like, the trophy's ours.
Right.
Yeah, for this season. It's ours.
We have like a 7-1 goal differential, too. So, yeah.
Hey,
I mean,
curious question here. I wonder how many pipe wrenches you use when your primary mode of mining is hydraulic fracturing.
Oh, our trophy could somehow be an earthquake.
Anyways, these are the things that I think of when I hear black gold derby and that our trophy's going to be a wrench. So
all I hear is Green Acres. Anytime you hear black gold, all I think of is Green Acres.
I know. It's cool. We'll learn to love it. So
Texas tea.
Well, I mean, if this means anything to you guys.
Oh yeah, Beverly Hillbillies.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
If this means anything to you guys, we're probably going to be in the MLS long before Tulsa. So, yeah.
We're only going to have to worry about it for so many more years. Between us and Dallas.
And then we just got to make sure we win it the year before we move up. And maybe even Houston are going to have something going on. We might have that Midwest.
We got to make sure that we win it last time we play them so we can hold on to it for like the next 20 years or some shit like or some stuff like that.
Way longer. Forever.
Yeah. Forever sounds nice. Unless we play each other in an Open Cup match. Oh, yeah.
What do we do then? I'm going to ask John about that next time we see him.
Even if they do win it that last year, we play them in an Open Cup match.
Open Cup is included in that. Yeah. Regardless.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So,
and there will only be one match between us.
I think we need to talk to John about what happens if we meet up in an Open Cup. Do we have to give the trophy back if, for some reason, they win?
That game would feature figure into the overall standings.
Yeah, but we only play them once.
Oh yeah.
It's all or nothing. That game.
You feeling me?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like it, but I like it.
And it's all crumbling. Just kidding.
Definitely retain the trophy.
All right, so you guys have anything else to add? Again, we do play Louisville City on Saturday, the 27th, 6:30 p.m. Get your butts to Skinny's. Again, Tyler will buy you alcohol if you do. Guys, you have anything to add?
I feel like I'm not even going to this game just because you're telling people I'm going to buy them alcohol.
Oh,
I'll
so it'll
it
be
home.
Just like the last couple games.
Oh, burn.
Oh, well, the funny fact is I'm not actually working this Saturday.
Oh, so he'll be there, and he'll buy you guys booze. Come on out.
All right, let's go ahead and go around the league. First up from this last week, we had Rochester play Harrisburg, and they tied 1-1, which means Rochester is still unbeaten, sadly. They upswing from a team recently. Colorado Springs beat St. Louis, and
Colorado Springs is they're on a bit of a win streak of their own as well. They're doing pretty well right now. They actually for a moment there surpassed us in points last week before this game.
They're actually tied with us right now. We're tied for third. So
exactly. So they're doing pretty well, which is surprising considering what earlier this season we saw some photos of their pitch and it was god awful. So I don't know how anyone plays soccer on that, but it happens. Orange County lost 3-0 to the Los Dos. Got a nice little spanking there. Then
that,
from there,
that moved LA up to second place. They passed us this week.
But strangely enough, Orange County still has an opportunity to go ahead and make some points up. They've got two games in hand on us. They've got, what is it, four on Sacramento, who's in first in the conference. So, you know, they're still in the race, even though they haven't been doing so hot lately.
Yep.
I think Charlotte's still a little bit high from their win in the Open Cup, but they beat Charleston 2-1 this week. Then Wilmington and Richmond, they had a nice, exciting 0-0 draw. And Trial lost, which really surprised me much, to Pittsburgh, and Pittsburgh's a pretty solid club, so surprised it wasn't worse than the 1-0 win for Pittsburgh that it was. We had New York go into Louisville 2-0, which New York is, I mean, they're not that bad, but they're not that solid of a club.
Right.
And Louisville, from what last week we were saying, is a pretty solid club at home. The most surprising part is New York beats Louisville 2-0 their own turf.
Right
there. We had our most hated rivals to tie Austin 1-1. Yeah, there was that.
Also needed a penalty to get that tie at the very end of the game. So, yeah.
Yeah, who ate Ochoa? Yeah, Ochoa ate all the pies, and he got that penalty.
That Austin goal was pretty legit. I mean, it was a deflection, but it was from like 35 or 38 yards. I mean, it was a rocket from way outside.
They also had a header in there that was, what was it, called offsides?
That was in the first half. It was called offsides. It was a nice little flick on header. But
when you look at the replay, it was a little bit closer than, I don't know. It could have been either way, in my opinion, but I think they might have made the right call, sadly.
I'm going to say this not because I hate Tulsa, but just completely outplayed them. They had so many shots that went off the posts, just wide. I mean, they dominated Tulsa the whole game. It should have ended way, way more than 1-1.
Next up, we had Arizona. They beat Seattle Sounders 2 this week, which they were really excited about. I saw a video and those guys were going crazy. They won 2-1, which Seattle's a pretty solid team, and Arizona has not been so much. So they've been very disappointed, and I hate them, but they were all very excited to have that win. I didn't really care. Lastly, around the league, we had Portland and Vancouver. Vancouver beat their Cascadia second team rivals 3-2 in a close matchup that none of us really cared about. So there was that. Also, we had some very important U.S. Open Cup fourth round matches. Some very important ones and some not so important, and a lot of losses for the USL. First up, we had Rochester and Philadelphia, which no one decided they wanted to score until penalties came up. And Philadelphia decided they were going to put three in, and Rochester only wanted one. So Philadelphia gets to move on.
Maybe the most boring game in history.
Probably. I mean, they went into extra time and everything. That's just got to be a snooze.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kansas City beat Louisville City 1-0. You know, honestly, in most of these games, St. Louis. Sorry, not Louisville. St. Louis, 1-0. And most of these games, I don't know if a lot of these players were playing their you know, first team. They probably weren't, but it's good to see some of them at least put up a fight. I mean, although sadly, Chicago beat Louisville City, and Chicago is kind of a sad excuse for a club.
even their first team.
Yeah, even their first team's pretty sad. They beat Louisville City 1-0, and I'm probably, you know, safe to say that they didn't play their first team.
Right.
Then we had Colorado Rapids.
play Colorado Springs, and they won. Colorado Rapids won 4-1. Salt Lake City beat Seattle Sounders 2-1.
Upset.
You call that an upset? I mean, well, I guess Real Salt Lake is pretty awful in the fact that they, just like their USL club, they cannot score goals.
Right.
They have issues. We've got word. It's the pot tournament. Colorado Rapids versus Colorado Springs. Oh, gosh, the Ganja Cup.
I don't think they call it that.
Oh, man. Well, they've got the Marijuana Derby, the Munchies Cup. And we had a neighbors played San Jose and Sacramento. They tied 2-2, and then in penalties it went San Jose 6, Sacramento 5, which is I don't know if this is surprising, but the fact that Sacramento was up 2-0 and San Jose ended up coming back. I mean, in my opinion, San Jose is kind of a lousy club as well. So, but you know, see them come back from that was, I guess, kind of.
Win's a win.
Yeah, that's their affiliate. I had someone ask a question online, well, not directly towards us, but basically towards the USL, saying, hey, are they even allowed to do that? That's an affiliate club, but I guess there's not a rule against affiliate clubs, or the rules against parent clubs. So, right. Like, Seattle Sounders 2 couldn't play the first team Seattle Sounders,
right.
Which, in my opinion, I find that a definite double standard and kind of stupid. But, Richmond played Columbus, lost to Columbus 3-1. Same score for Pittsburgh and DC United. DC ended up on top on that one. Really, I guess, very exciting one if you like a lot of goals. Charleston and Orlando tied 4-4 and went into penalties. Orlando came out on top 8-7. And we had the real big upset. This is the one I'm actually kind of proud of. Charlotte beat New England 1-0, and it was Jorge Herrera in the 55th minute, and he had kind of a screamer that almost reminded me of Peter Toth's against Tulsa. It was a pretty nice hit. It was, in my opinion, something you might see off of maybe one of those goals of the week from MLS.
Yeah, that's such a big upset because Charlotte's not even in the playoff run in the USL yet. I mean, they're a couple points behind in the East, but...
Oh, yeah,
they're below the line still.
New England just looked disheveled and just looked like they weren't mixing well together, and it was just kind of ugly. And Charlotte took definite advantage of that, so good for them. I'm glad they're still in it, but
yeah,
you know, it's probably going to affect their possible playoff hopes as well. The last one we had was Austin and Houston. Those are kind of sort of neighbors as well. Houston ended up on top 2-0 on that one, and that's all we had for the Open Cup.
It's the only time I've ever rooted for Austin.
Well, I rooted for Austin when they played Tulsa, but...
Oh, and there was all the other times. Sorry, Tyler.
Yeah, yeah. Gosh.
Way to ruin it. We all hate Houston.
Anything else?
I hate you.
No? Thank you.
Let's wrap it up.
Eddie, thanks for being on again. I mean, you might as well just be one of the mainstays. All in all, I'm thanking you. Good to talk to you again, Eddie, yeah?
As you, Daniel.
Tyler?
Meh.
He's mad. Well, he's so mad. Know, I just made. I just guaranteed upset, you guys all boost.
It was so mad right now.
It was a pleasure.
Well, thank you guys for listening this week. Please follow us on Twitter at Jimmy's Army Pod, iTunes Jimmy's Army Podcast, Facebook Jimmy's Army Podcast. We have an Instagram page as well where we post all of our shenanigans in picture and video form. So go follow us there. We appreciate you guys. We'll see you next week. Thanks.